Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the Eagles definitely lost that game yesterday, primarily because of the defense. I mean, for all the talk about all these other things, including Doug just not having the pulse of this team this year, and that's very true. Whatever Doug's doing is not working. It's just not working. The most basic reality of why they lost yesterday is because the defense played an absolutely horrendous game. I say all that to say in 10 minutes we'll talk to Rodney McLeod and we'll ask him, what in the heck happened? I mean, just what happened? So Rodney McLeod coming up in 10 minutes today. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Wonderful, Karen.
Listen, I was listening to the press conference, Randy, with Peterson.
Yep.
You know, between him and Carson, are they practicing on each other? Because they sound alike. It's horrible. But here's my question. Why are we talking about Zach Ertz? He lost that game for us yesterday.
It was a huge drop. There's no question.
I mean, we crucified Aguilar 2 weeks ago. I mean, that's all that was on the radio station. He lost us that game. If he's our number one receiver, then why are we talking about him? Let's have a conversation. I'm a little pissed off about it because we report a little different. Well, he lost us that game.
Well,
I heard his name.
The
maybe
ball
three
got
times.
Punched out. No, no, you're talking about the one at the goal line. You're talking about the one he flat dropped, right? The third
down.
Yes,
yeah, flat dropped. Yeah. It was right in his hand.
Yeah, they were up by seven. And is that the same drive Jake Elliott missed a field goal, or is that a different drive?
Same drive.
Oh yeah.
Well, that
same
hurts.
Drop. Yeah. Same drop. But the play with Aguilera was behind us.
Yeah. The problem with Nelson.
It was a difficult catch. So why are we having a conversation? Let's nail him to the cross. If he's our receiver,
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Nelson Aguilar drops passes.
I believe it's Aguilara, John. You made that correct.
My bad. Nelson Aguilara drops passes all the time. Nelson Aguilar is a liability because he can't seem to hold on to any key passes in critical moments in games. And that's what we've come to expect. So when it happens again, we get even more worked up about it because it happened again. Zach Ertz, man, I mean, I can't remember three drops that I've seen from Zach Ertz. It's very rare.
Yeah, he's been very reliable.
He's been so dependable.
Yeah.
And so you feel like it happened and it's not going to happen again.
Yeah. They did have a lot of them yesterday. And this is probably part of what Doug's talking about. They had a lot of like, oh, this should go right. Oop, didn't go right. Oh, this should go right. Oop, didn't go. Like just there were so many different moments. If this is just me, John, first half, I felt so comfortable. I thought, all right. They're going to get to 6-6. They're going to tie the Dallas Cowboys. It felt like the kind of game in the second half.
Yeah.
You're going to have your feet up on the coffee table. Like, I'm just chilling. And the next thing you know, you got a freaking ball game on your hands. It was terrible. And then you lose. RJ and Blackwood. Yo, RJ.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that part was good.
We kind of skipped over that today.
Yeah,
not really in the mood to look back 4 or 5 days ago and talk about Thanksgiving, but
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. It's been one of those kind of weekends, though. But no, I just like, I mean, especially after hearing that press conference with Doug, like, I have not a lot of confidence left with him. And, I mean, but, like, realistically, he's probably not going to get fired in this offseason.
No,
but
he won't.
I would like to see – nah. So I'd like to – but I would like to see Mike Rowe, like, move on from him. But the one thing is I don't want them to promote from within again. Like, it's – and I'm sure the popular opinion is, you know, give Deuce Daly the shot. But, I mean, I think we just got to go outside – bring someone else in, bring in some fresh blood, and, you know, maybe that'll help spark a change.
Well, Ray Dininger's been making that point. And it's an interesting one. I certainly don't disagree with him. I think that a new, like, I read a book over the weekend, RJ, Mike Lombardi's book. I know he's not the most popular guy around here, but he had some good, interesting stuff in it. One of the things he talks about at one point is Gary Kubiak and how Kubiak's offense, he's known for having the quarterback with bootlegs. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Well, you got a quarterback here in Philly that could do a bootleg, and they never call it. Now, so whether that's, right, you know, Gary Kubiak, I don't even know where he is anymore. I think he was like an offensive coordinator again or something. But I'm just saying, like, just the idea of doing it differently to utilize Carson's strengths, to me, is a very appealing offseason assignment for Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman to figure out who the right person is to do that.
Right, like just fresh blood, new ideas, something, you know, just maybe it'll help spark a change, like I said. Like,
yeah, I got you.
I mean, I don't know who it would be, but...
Well, I'm looking at you. Right. So, RJ, I just looked up right now. I appreciate the call. John, I'm looking up Kubiak. He's an offensive advisor for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. And so the problem
sounds like
him,
he's not even their coordinator.
Well, no, the problem has been his coordinator.
Health.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, the problem has been his health.
Right.
Like, he hasn't wanted to be fully involved because, you know, he's been suffering.
That's a shame.
I think it's heart stuff, right?
Yeah, well, he had a heart attack.
Yeah,
remember.
But anyway, just I'm using him as an example.
I would love
because when
to
I
have someone of that level of success and experience, that's what we need.
Like, when I read the paragraph where he's talking about a Kubiak offense and the quarterback, like, Kubiak offense is known for the quarterback getting out of the pocket and naked bootlegs. I thought, oh, there's a guy in Philly that could do that.
Mm-hmm.
They did another game yesterday where they don't do any of that. They never do any of that stuff. None. Zero. I don't get it.
That's the thing.
I don't get it.
Why is it after every game we sit here and, okay, we're not experts. These coaches know football.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know.
I was about to say, Richie, you kind of are an expert.
No.
I'm not a coaching expert.
I know what you were doing, Joe.
Sort of
I was
Think
being
about
serious.
It, though. Why is it that the stuff that seems to make so much sense, it defies logic that we don't do it? We keep coming back to these things.
Yeah.
Why don't we run it more? Why don't we move the pocket with Carson?
Yep.
Why does this happen every week? Is there something we're missing here? You know, it just suggests that this staff really might be dumb. They're doing dumb stuff. It's not just the players doing dumb stuff. Timmy Jernigan.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's
you're right.
The coaches doing dumb stuff. And, you know, Doug, you're telling me that the players are in the position to make plays they just didn't execute. Maybe they're not in the right position because you're not putting them in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it. I appreciate that you said you need to do better, but tell me how.
Yeah, I'm with
you. I don't
you.
Think you know how.
And by the way, maybe they're actually near being in the right position, but they're not actually in the right position. Listen, Ronald Darby on that first touchdown.
Damn inches,
that's tremendous. It was tremendous coverage.
Sometimes players make plays.
The guy leaps off. He makes a catch. It looks like it's Tecmo Bowl. He keeps his feet in bounds. He goes down the sideline. All right, that one, tip of the cap. I got no problem with that. But you can't tell me you lose to the Dolphins in a 60-minute game and it's all those kind of plays. It's just you can't tell me that. You can't tell me the whole game was those kind of plays. You might be near position, but you're not exactly in position. Oh, my gosh. Cordell in West Philly. What's up, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on? I'm kind of dumbfounded myself today, but... You know, I'm still believe in this team, and I'm still, you know, carry the Eagles mantle wherever I go. But we definitely do have to get a little bit more creative with our offense. The offense is just like the same offense every week. So what do you think? These other teams don't know what you're running? I mean, when you give them the same look every week, nothing has changed. We can run the same plays but with a different look. But we haven't been running – the same plays with a different look. We've been running the same plays with the same look.
Yeah. You know? Well, so, the beauty, the good offensive minds, and this was something John Gruden used to say all the time, plays that start out looking the same and end up different. I mean, simply put, that's what gets a defense. You know, it messes with you. if you think something's coming because they ran that formation, that motion, and then you throw something new at them, that's where you get an advantage. It does not feel like we do much of that, which is, I don't get it. We did. Well, actually, I do get it. We did that when we had different coaches.
All right, so let's go out on the Schwartz Carlton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Schwartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. It's obviously one of the most disappointing Eagles losses in a long time, and very rare to see the Eagles lose to a 2-9 team. He's always classy to come on and talk after the game, win or lose. Rodney McLeod. Rodney, how you doing today, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I definitely had some better days, but, you know.
Yeah. Rodney, let's get to it. I guess the first question, just in a broad sense, how does it happen that your defense that had played so well for a month loses and gives up that much points to a 2-9 Dolphins team? How do you explain that?
Yeah, I really don't know. Yesterday left the game kind of confused and trying to figure out, you know, where it went wrong, I guess, for us defensively. You know, especially the way that we started out the game, Ronald, you know, Darbs gets that pick and, you know, things are looking great. I think we played a, you know, good first half, but it's a tell of two halves, man. And that second half, being up two scores, I think, you know, we like our odds in that situation. And they found a way to make more plays than we did, honestly. Look back at the film countless times and trying to really pinpoint, you know, where it went wrong. And guys are in position to make plays that we made, you know, through this four-game stretch or five-game stretch that we've been playing well. And yesterday we just didn't make those plays. We didn't, you know, put ourselves in a good position in third down like we did in the first half, getting them in third and long situations. So those are a lot harder to win, and we didn't win those, and then penalties. So when I kind of looked at the film, you know, that's kind of how I assessed it and what allowed them to get the win yesterday.
So it looked to us like the pass rush disappeared in the second half. Did you perceive that same thing?
No, I don't think so. Like I said, I took a close look at the film, and guys were right there. You know, they just needed maybe a half a second, but guys are still putting pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He just got the ball off.
Yeah, it was just, you know, him getting the ball out way quicker and him just throwing balls up, you know, trying to give it a 50-50 chance, a prayer, when you really think about it. They haven't shown anything like that on film, but that was the way they wanted to attack us throughout that game. They seen it worked one time, and he fell in love with it.
Were you at a disadvantage being at the single high safety? You know, it seemed like you had a lot of ground to cover, and it seemed like they were going to Devontae Parker an awful lot. Was there any talk on the sideline like, hey, we got to try to take this guy away, so we're going to move you over, Rodney?
Yeah, in the second half, we did try to make that adjustment after he did, you know, make a few plays. And, you know, I have complete trust in Darby and Mills, man. They play, I mean, they're confident as ever. They made a lot of plays and are major contributors on why we played so well over this stretch, Avante too. And so, you know, for now us to go in that second half and say, hey, you know, we want to get some help over the top, you know, that's kind of, you know, attacking their, you know what I'm saying, I guess, pride, you know what I'm saying, as a player. And so, but, you know, we did it. We switched things up a little bit, kind of, you know, helped us out a little. But at the end of the day, man, they still just made more plays than we could.
Rodney McLeod with us here. Rodney, 3 weeks in a row, the trick play gets the defense for a touchdown. Now, you can't practice every scenario because you can't know what the other team's going to do. But how do you, as a defense and with Schwartz, how do you guys buckle this thing down so it doesn't keep happening?
Yeah, I mean, that actually was a special teams play. So, I mean, you know, we've it's happened to us twice defensively. The same bodies are out there, but it's a different situation. Now we're talking special teams. We're talking a lot more D linemen on the field than what's accustomed to being out there. And honestly, you know, we just got to prepare for it all, man. You know, you got to just tip your hat for them, for them repping it at practice and then them going out in the game and executing it. I felt like we adjusted well, we lined up well, and, you know, when it was all said and done, we just didn't have guys in the right place, as simple as that. But going forward, we just got to make sure we cross off all the X's and O's, you know, for the rest of this season, to not allow situations like that to arise and not be an advantage for our opponent.
So is that something that you guys go over, like that swing gate thing on Fridays, like when you have the longer special teams?
We actually went over everything, everything that week, except, you know, on field goal blocks. And, man, Fifth is, like, one of the best coordinators I've been around.
Yeah.
And so, I know he's going to make sure that we are fully prepared and equipped the rest of the way. It's sad, you know, to see us give up a play like that. But, you know, that didn't ultimately, you know, determine the game. There was a lot of other factors that played a part in us losing.
So do you think the heat was one of those factors?
No, I don't think so. Actually, yeah, I think guys were in good condition yesterday. I don't think that was a factor at all. Felt good. And, you know, it just came down to us, you know, not playing our best. And honestly, like I said, not making enough plays yesterday.
Rodney, one of the things that has stood out, certainly yesterday, but I think all season long, many games, I should say, is what I think a lot of people would call undisciplined football. False starts, offsides, reckless personal fouls. Why is this happening at this frequency?
I don't know, because last game, I think we had we only had a few penalties. I mean, I can't remember the amount, but we go over it every Saturday, and we were just talking about how, you know, we have been doing good in the penalty aspect of the game. So for us to now turn around yesterday on the road and put ourselves in those positions where penalties kept drives alive or, you know, take us out of field position from an offensive standpoint is devastating, man. And it's hard to win when you have, you know, you don't do well, you're beating yourself when it comes to penalties, and then you're not doing everything else that it takes to win. You know, it's not going to lead to success or the results that you want. So we got to nip that in the bud, and, you know, and I know we will.
So when you were in St. Louis, you played for Jeff Fisher and Greg Williams, Chuck Cecil. Mm-hmm. How is the approach to coaching different there compared to under Doug?
I mean, that's hard to say, man. I think at the end of the day, I mean, they're you know, very similar when it comes to, you know, both being, you know, player coaches. But – you know what I'm saying? I really don't want to compare the two. Both are great coaches. I had a great time in St. Louis, and now I'm here in Philadelphia and love Doug to death. And, you know, he's done an amazing job this far in my 4 years here, and obviously led us to a championship. And, you know, we've been in the postseason as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, we got these four games left. And so really just focus on this week. And I know Doug's going to make sure that we're prepared and ready to go.
Rodney McLeod with us. Rodney, in Doug's press conference today at noon, he indicated a certain point there. He indicated that he can be very different behind closed doors with the players than how he presents things to the media, indicating he can be harder on you guys. So I'm just curious, does Doug get mad? And what is Doug Peterson like when he is mad? What happens?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely gets upset and expresses his frustration. I've seen it multiple times this season, and more frustrated at just, you know, our inconsistency and us, you know, having the ability to be a great team, but we're not putting it together on a consistent basis, man. And that's what it's coming down to. You lose to, you know, to the Miami Dolphins, their NFL team. They're a great, you know, a good team. And then in any given Sunday, man, you got to bring your best. And yesterday, you know, I felt like we wanted it. You know, we knew it was at stake. But at the end of the day, we didn't play a full 60 minutes of ball at a consistent basis. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, we came up short yesterday. Simple as that.
Rodney, appreciate you answering the questions, man. I know it's not always the easiest spot for you. We wish you the best of luck, obviously, up ahead against the Giants. Obviously, it's all still in your hands. And
yeah.
We wish you luck in the journey, the final four games of the season. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks,
there he is, Roddy McLeod.
Not easy.
Stand up.
He is stand up.
He answers every question you guys throw at him.
He does. I'd love to know what is Mad Doug really like?
Too. I love that you asked that question. I was thinking the same thing.
Like, what is Mad Doug?
I want to be in the room and see, is he throwing curses around? Is he like flipping a table? I want to know how Mad Doug gets.
Or is he not?
Exactly. That's my
question. You know what I'm saying, John?
I think he's not.
I think he's not. Rodney talked about how he loves Doug. Not
good enough, fellas.
He protects Doug. He loves Doug. He loves playing for Doug. I think Doug is too easy.
James, give us a little more. John stepped on you. All right, we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going inside the James Seltzer, Doug Peterson impersonation machine. James Seltzer, the angry Doug Peterson. Go ahead.
Gee golly, darn it, guys. Darn it. That was just not good. I love you guys. I love you. Don't forget I love you. But gosh, man, we could really have done a better job today, guys. Moving forward, I love you guys. We'll be better. I believe in you. Darn it. Could have been better.
And there it is. Mad Doug Peterson. Good job, James. Wow. Good job. Mad Doug.
You really lit a fire under their...
Cut your own audio right there, bar. James. Cut that. We'll see that Friday for the drop of the week. To the phones. Let's talk to Owen in Glassboro. What's happening, Owen?
You forgot to throw in fiddlesticks, guys.
Good one.
That's such a good word, man. Is that two words or one word?
I don't know.
That's good stuff. Owen, what do you got, man? Oh, Owen. And like that.
Line and just out.
Wow. All right. It's all right. We'll get back to him. Let's go to Bill and Pittman. Bill, good afternoon.
James, I want to run through a brick wall for you. Hey, guys, I just want to make 3 points. First off, Doug's comment at the end of the press conference about any professional. That is a logical fallacy known as a false appeal to authority. And I don't expect an NFL coach to know basic logic, but that's what that is, which is why it sounds so bad. Secondly, the comment he made in the middle of his press conference about the next 4 weeks being a test of the leadership on the team. Yeah. The test for the leadership was when we had our destiny in our own hands and we went down and played a 2-9 team and blew a 14-point lead. That's the real test of their leadership on the team. That should never have happened for a team that's got real leaders on it. And you watch Brady on the sideline yesterday when they lost. He's yelling at guys for not doing their jobs.
Right.
That's leadership.
I agree.
And then finally, I don't know how anybody can say that these last 4 games are easy games because we just dropped a 14-point lead to a 2-9 team.
Yep.
These aren't easy games for us.
Exactly.
And we've got to play over our heads for us to win these last 4 weeks.
Yeah, Eagles got to play better. I mean, I would still tell you, and Bill, appreciate the call, I'd still tell you they're easy games. Doesn't mean they're...
No, they're easier than
some of the other ones. Yeah, I guess it's the way I'm trying to phrase it. But, yes, you take nothing for granted at this point with the Eagles. It is amazing that they're a 8.5-point spread.
It's unbelievable is a better word for it.
An 8.5-point point spread. They've lost 3 in a row. They just lost to the Dolphins. Wow. All right, coming up, I'm gonna give you a little morsel of good news. I mean, you got to really work with me on this one. I'm asking you to really work with me on this one. But something up ahead that could matter for the Eagles, and you may not even realize it. Something that happens today. What is it? Tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.